Now, usually by the Talmid, they used to have a special shir. They used to sing. Now, there's a special shir to sing the covered Rosh Hashanah. Now, here, they brought the Talmud Shoben Abayim, and the Eidim didn't come yet. So they thought today is still Chol, it's not Rosh Hashanah. So they sang the shir, the regular shir, not the shir Shor Rosh Hashanah. That's called Beneskalkulu Halavim Shir. They made it a kilkul, because what happened was, right after that, Eidim came and said, you should know, we saw the Levana last night. So really it comes out to today is Rosh Hashanah, and they didn't say the right shir by the carbon. So Gemara says, Heskinu, the Rabbanan right then in Eretz Yisrael, Meret HaKona, Shlo Yehei Mekablen Es Eidim, that from now on, we're not going to accept the Eidim anymore, El Ad HaMincha, only up until Mincha. Mashenken, the Imbo Eidim and HaMincha Lamala, what's going to be if on the 30th day of Elul, the Eidim come to Bezdin, after they brought, after Mincha, means after they brought the Tamar Shaven Abayim, after they read it said the Shir Shel Chol, the Locha was, Noyagin Oysa Yem Kodesh. Itaka said, continue keeping today Kodesh. But really, Ulamacha Kodesh. When is Bezdin going to be Mekadesh to Kodesh? But even though Eidim saw the Levana, that alone doesn't make Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is only when Bezdin says, Mekudesh HaChodesh, Mekudesh HaChodesh. So in a case like this, that the Eidim first came on the 30th day of Elul, after they brought the Talmud Shavein Avayim, Bezdin is not going to make today Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah anymore. So today Midirais is not Rosh Hashanah. Bezdin is first going to make tomorrow Rosh Hashanah. Because they, tomorrow, when they bring the Kabbonis, they'll bring the Kabbonis to Shem Rosh Hashanah. But still, the minig was to keep today Kaddish. So what it means to say is there were times, even in Eretz Yisrael, the Shasta, based on Migdash, that the Rabbanu were Masakeh in 2 days Rosh Hashanah. In such a case, when the Eidim come after Mincha, that's the case that we have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So it comes now, 2 days Rosh Hashanah is not Machmas Sveika. That Rabbanu were Masakeh in Vaday 2 days. So therefore, an egg that's born the first day is also to teach the second day. Because Rosh Hashanah, 2 days is called like Yom HaRichta Dami. It's like one long Kedusha. And that's not like that. The second day Rosh Hashanah is always more Chomer than a second day Yom Tov. Losh Refua. That's what we say, a lot of take medicine on a second day Yom Tov, but on a second day Rosh Hashanah, it's still a Tzosser. Because the second day Rosh Hashanah is like a Yom HaRichta Dami, it has the same Kedusha like the first day. Because even in Eretz Yisrael, they keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah. But the Gemara says here, there were times, his man, the base of Migdash, that they kept 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Omar Rabbis. Rabbis says like this. Mi takonis Rav Yechonim Metzaka V'yelach, Est Rav Yechonim Metzaka Mele Takona, Beitza Motoris. You should know an egg that's born the first day, Yom Tif, Rosh Hashanah, you are allowed to eat the second day. Why does now we learn like this? Mi Shechorav Beis HaMikdash, after the Beis HaMikdash was Chorav, Hiskin Rav Yechonim Metzaka, he made a Takona, that they made a takona, Bezdin is mekabel the chodesh the whole day. Even if the Eidim first come after Mincha, like now there's no more kilkul. Because we don't have kabbonis anyway now. There's no more Beis HaMikdash. So there's no more shir. So since there's no more kilkul, now Bezdin was a second again, that if the Eidim come after Mincha, still will be mekabel then. So it comes out now, you only have 1 day Rosh Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael. You never have now 2 days. Therefore, that they keep a second day Rosh Hashanah, it's only either machmas a mini or machmas a suffit. Therefore, he held that the egg is zikha mutter on the second day. But the yaninsa shein bezdin oisim shtei yom yodim for a chaykim oisim shtei yom menimal misafik. Like in Eretz Yisrael, the people that know about the Kiddush HaChodesh only keep 1 day. It's only the people that don't know about it keep 2 days. Do you know why they keep 2 days? Because the sveik of the yomah. So a sveik of the yomah for sure has kulis, and you're allowed to eat the egg the second day. Omalei Abai, Abai said back to him, no. For Rav and Shmuel, Yamat Avayu, both Rav and Shmuel both say that Beit Sasura, even nowadays, on 2 days Rosh Hashanah, the egg is also the second day. So Omalei said back to him, Amin Lucho Ano Rabbi Yechon Metzakai. I'm telling you what Rabbi Yechon Metzakai said. The Yatam Atali Rav and Shmuel, and you're telling me what Rav and Shmuel said. Like, I don't care what Rav and Shmuel said. For the murder of the Rav and Shmuel Kashem Asnitzin, but according to Rav and Shmuel, though it's Shver, I, from the course of Yechon Metzakai Yelich, it should be mutter. So my answer is like Kash, there's no stira. Holon v'olahu. It depends. B'nei Eretz Yisrael, that they only have now 1 day, true. So for them, for sure, the egg is mutter. But v'olahu, b'nei Bovel, the people living in Chutz Loretz, since the Maisa, they still keep 2 days now. You're holding Daf Hey Yomid Beis. Again, the last kasha was, the last Gemara said that we'll start from the four lines down. Omar Rabba, Mitkones Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai v'Yelech is Beitz Muteris. If Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai is Takono, an egg that was born the first day of Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to eat it the second day of Rosh Hashanah, Muteris. Why? The Tanan we learned that Mishachorav Beis Hamikdash, when the Beis Hamikdash was Chorav, his Hiskin Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai made a new Takono, Shiyu Mekablin Eidos HaChodesh Kol Hayom, that they should receive the Eidos the whole day. In other words, not like we had before. Before we had a takona that was man the Beis Hamikdash, when the Eidim came to say today was Rosh Chodesh in Tishrei, which was Rosh Hashanah, if the Eidim came after Mincha, after they already brought the Korban, Shoben Habayim, the Tumah Shoben Habayim, Bezdin did not receive the Eidim. Bezdin said, we're not going to make Rosh Hashanah until tomorrow. That was the first takona. So at such a time, there were 2 days Rosh Hashanah, but Teres Vaday. The Bezdin said, we'll let today be Noig Yom Tov, like they were Noig the whole day. Today was the 30th day of Elul. So they had a suffix if today is going to be Rosh Hashanah or not. So the whole day they didn't do Malacha. Now when the Eidim came after Mincha, Bezdin says, continue keeping today as Yom Tov, but you should know we're really not going to make Rosh Hashanah until tomorrow. That was the Takana before. That's why we have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Mashaykh and Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai made a Takana that after the Beis Hamikdash was Chorav, so there's no question now of being Mavatel the Tumah Shoben Habayim. Even if they bring it and they sing the wrong shir, so what? I mean, there's no more Beis Hamikdash now. There's no more Tumah Shoben Habayim. So therefore, now we made a takono that we're mekabel the Eidim, even if they come after Mincha. Even when a Mincha l'mala, still we're mekabel the Eidim. So now it comes out that in Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, there are never 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Whenever the Eidim come to Bezdin, Bezdin says, today, that day is Rosh Hashanah. Tomorrow is not Rosh Hashanah. So mitakonos of Yechonon ben Zakkai v'Yelech, a beya that's born on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. On the second day of Rosh Hashanah, you will not eat it. Because now, at any time that we keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah, it's only as a sveik of the Yoma. Like, we're not sure which day is Rosh Hashanah, which day is not Rosh Hashanah. That's only the people that live far away from Yerushalayim. Mashiach and the people living in Yerushalayim, since there's only 1 day Rosh Hashanah, so therefore, the Beitza, if it's born the first day, if we keep now 2 days Rosh Hashanah, it's only Machma Sofik, the second day of Tzmuta. Here, this Nan, we learned that his Kana was, the Kana was, Mishachor of Beis Hamikdash, after the Beis Hamikdash was Chorav, his Kana of Yechonon ben Zakkai, Shiyu Mekablan Eidos HaChodesh Kol Hayom. He made a Kana that now we could receive the Eidim the whole day. So therefore, now there's only 1 day Rosh Hashanah in Yerushalayim. And the people that keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah further away is only Machma Sofik, therefore the second day it's Mutter. Omalei Abai, Abai is the Kasha back to Rabbah. Both Rav and Shmuel both said that Beitzah Asura, even today, if you have an egg that's born the first day of Rosh Hashanah, on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to eat it. Still, it's Asur. So you see, it's still called like the second day is called the Yom HaRichtah. It's like a Vaday Din Yom Tov. So Amalei, so he answered back, Rabbah, that Amina Lecho Ano Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai. I'm telling you what Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai said. V'yarta Matali Rav and Shmuel. And you're telling me back what Rav and Shmuel said. Right, that does, they're not strong enough to go against Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai, he was a Tana. So I'm telling you what a Tana said, so how could you argue back to me what Rav and Shmuel said? So therefore, Rabbi holds like Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai, that after the Churban Abayis, now there's only 1 day Rosh Hashanah in Yerushalayim, and outside Yerushalayim, if you have 2 days, it's only Machon Nesveika, the second day is only a Sofik. For the Gemara though, Ula Ravu Shmuel, Kasha Mas Nisan. But according to Rav and Shmuel, that they say, no, an egg born the first day is still also the second day. Mashma, the second day, is like still a Vaday. It's still a Vaday Yom Tov. So, l'chura t'kashu mas nisan, that here, this Bryce has said that Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai made a takono, that after the Churban Abayis, he said, we're mekabel Eidos HaChodesh Kol Hayom. So, the Bryce says clearly, like, there's no more Sveika of Rosh Hashanah. In Yerushalayim, it's for sure it's only 1 day. And if we keep it outside Yerushalayim, it's only Machma Sveika, it's not a Vaday. The more answer is Lekashya. It's not a Kashya in Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel answer you, Holon v'holahu. It depends upon the people living in Eretz Yisrael and the people living in Chutz Laaretz. In other words, the people living in Eretz Yisrael, taka true. They never have now 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, that's the law of Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai, that after the Churban Abayis, there's never 2 days Rosh Hashanah. The Bezdin is Mekabel the Eidim, no matter how late in the day they come. That's in Eretz Yisrael. Mashenka, the people living in Chutz Laaretz, even after this takana, that Bezdin is mekabel the Eidim, but the people living in Chutz Laretz, they still don't know, they have a doubt, when is Rosh Hashanah? Like they're not in Yerushalayim, they don't know when Bezdin was mekadesh Chodesh. Today is the 30th day of Elul. They don't know if today is going to be Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, or tomorrow is going to be. So the people living outside Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz, like us, we have to still keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Now, since we still keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah, the Chiddush is, our takana, to keep 2 days, it's not like a new takana now, to say it's only a Sreik of the Yomah, it's only Machmas Sofik. Since we hold now 2 days, and before the Churban Abayis, there was also 2 days Yom Tif. And at that time, it was like a Vadai 2 days Yom Tif. Because at that time, even Yerushalayim, it could be, they held 2 days Yom Tif. So therefore, since now in Chutz Laretz, we keep 2 days, the takana is still the same takana. The same way at that time, as Manda Vesemigdash, they kept 2 days Rosh Hashanah, Machmas Vadai, it was like one Yom HaRichtadami, who are there now, Bezman Azir, even though really now it's only Machmas HaSveika, because right now in Yerushalayim there's only 1 day, there's never 2 days now in Yerushalayim. Still, since the Chutz Laretz now keeps 2 days, true it's only Machmas HaSveika, but since at the beginning they kept 2 days, Machmas HaVadai, today now it still remains a Vadai. Therefore, it's not a kasha in Rav and Shmuel. That Rav and Shmuel says now, even Bezman is there now, after the Churban Abayis, that in Yerushalayim there's only 1 day, Rosh Hashanah, still in Chutz Laretz, it has a din vaday. Because we keep it now the same way it was kept before. Baita, for Rav Yosef Omar, af mi takonis av yechidim et zakav yeluch, is also Beit Tassura. Rav Yosef argues on Rav and says, no, even after yechidim et zakav made a takono, to say that now, when the Kabul the Eidim, even after Minah Mincha, still the second day of Rosh Hashanah is called like a Vaday. That an egg that's born the first day of Rosh Hashanah, it's also teed on the second day. My time, what's the reason why? Have a Dover Sheba Minyan. Because the pshat was, it was a Dover Sheba Minyan means, the Rabbanim were Mesakim, Maturus, the Bezdin, to keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Machmas Vaday. Therefore, an egg that's born on the first day, you're not allowed to eat it the second day. And the klal is, the Chol Dover Sheba Minyan. Anything that the Rabbanim made with the minyan, with the count, that means a lot of people together, the Chomim came together, made a takono, the klal is that Tzorech Minyan Achalatiroi. If you want to take away that takono in later years, even if the reason for that takono went away, still the klal is we can't take away the takono unless we have another minyan, another group of Chachomim just as big as the first ones to be Mavato this takono. So true, Rav Yechon Metzaka made a takona that now we could be mekabel the Eidim in Amin Cholamalo. But I call upon him the first takona to say that Rosh Hashanah has 2 days, that the Din Vadai, that they did not take away. Therefore, an egg today that's born on the first day of Rosh Hashanah is also teeth even the second day Rosh Hashanah. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, Mino Amin Allah, how do I know this Yisoid? That something that the Rabbanim made in Yisroel, the Minyan, when the Rabbanim came together to make that takona, later you can't take away that takana unless you have another bezdin just as big as the first one. How do we know this? Even if the reason doesn't apply anymore, still we can't be mavato that first takana. The Yechsev, the Pasuk says, Lech emol hem shuvu lochem yalechem. As after by Har Sinai, at first HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them a mitzvah, 3 days, stay away from your wife. And then after the sin of HaTorah, on Har Sinai, then the Pasuk says, Lech omar lehem, shuvu lochem yalechem. That now the Torah says, you're mutter to go back to your wife. So that's a raya, that what does the pasuk have to say it for? Like cheetah, it's only yosef for 3 days. That's all. After 3 days, you're allowed to be with your wife. Why does the Torah have to say that shuvu lochem yalechem? Elamai has come to teach us this, you say. That something that's also the minyan, you need a minyan achalatirei. Yeah, we'll soon explain the rayas. The yom, another ray, another pasuk is the mishaych hayayvel heima yala b'hor. When they blow the shofar and the shechina is going to leave Har Sinai, that's the time you're allowed to go up to the har. So we'll soon see what the ray from this pasuk is. That really, even without the pasuk, we know that the only reason why you can't go near Har Sinai is because of the shechina. So we understand when the shechina goes away, you should be mutter. Still, the pasuk has to say beferish, no, you're allowed to come back. So it's a raya, the Torah wouldn't have said it, you would not be allowed to. So it's a raya when a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, or who are them when the Chomim make an Isser, you can't go against it unless another Chochim, the same size, came and was Mavatl that Takonim. Now another raya is Vatani. We learned another raya. Utanan Kerem Ravai Hoya Oilali Rishalayim Mahalach Yoy Mechud Lechol Tzad. There's a Tekonim at Rabbonin Kerem Ravai. That means Oilali is the first 3 years the fruits grow. The first 3 years a tree is growing. Any fruit that grows the first 3 years is called Orla. The fourth year it's called Kerem Ravai. That means you're allowed to eat the fruit. It's not like Orla, it's not also Bano, but you're only allowed to eat it in Yerushalayim. You have to take it up to Yerushalayim, or else if you're outside Yerushalayim, you could be paid of the fruits, and the money you take up to Yerushalayim and buy food there needed in Yerushalayim. Manish like Maisa Sheni. So Kerem Ravai Hoy Oil Yerushalayim Mahalach Yoy Mech L'Chol Tzad. There's a Tekonim of the Rabbonin that even if this Kerem Ravai, the fruits, is outside Yerushalayim, and really outside Yerushalayim, you're allowed to be paid of it. You're allowed to put it onto money, and the money you take to Yerushalayim, and then spend the money there to buy it into food. But the Rabbonin made a Tekonim that if you live only 1 day away from Yerushalayim, that you're not allowed to be paid of their fruits, but you have to bring the fruits up to Yerushalayim. Now, v'zuhi tchuma, what's the tchum, how far away is 1 day's walking outside Yerushalayim, olos min atzofon, v'yakrav min adorim, lud min amariv, v'yadim min anizrach. These are the boundaries. Rashi b'mizrach lud, Rashi hainu bein lud Yerushalayim, v'toyich malach yoynechud. From lud to Yerushalayim, that's 1 day's journey. So this is the boundaries outside of 1 day's walking. That midrabbonin, if you have any fruits, that's 1 day, you're 1 day away from Yerushalayim, even though midiraisa, you're allowed to be poida. You're allowed to take this fruits and take money and say, you want the kedusha of the fruits to go onto the money. And the fruit you could eat here, and just take the money to Yerushalayim. The Rabbanan made a takana, if you live 1 day away from Yerushalayim, we want you to bring the pears up to Yerushalayim. And the Yomer Ula, the Tamer Rabba Bar Bachana, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, my tam, what's the reason, why did the Rabbanan make such a takana, that you have to bring the fruits into Yerushalayim? Kedei la'ater shuka Yerushalayim the pears. They wanted Yerushalayim to look nice. They wanted the marketplaces there to have a lot of fruits in Yerushalayim. So therefore, they bedafka want the fruits to come to Yerushalayim, to eat it there. So therefore, if you only live 1 day's journey away from Yerushalayim, you have to bring the Kerem Ravai, the fruits, to Yerushalayim and eat it there. Now, Vatanya, we learned like this. Kerem Ravai, hoyu loy Rebbe Elezer. Rebbe Elezer had some Kerem Ravai. The Mizrach Lud, the Tzad Kfar Tovi. That's where he was living. It was 1 day's journey away from Yerushalayim. So as Kerem Ravai, the locher is now with Rabbonin, you have to bring it up to Yerushalayim. Now he